NATO will open the largest summit in its history tomorrow. The gathering in Bucharest, Romania, will not be an entirely happy one. There are strains between the United States and some of its European allies over both how to win the war in Afghanistan and how to shape future relations between the West and Russia. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli has this report.
In the weeks leading up to the summit, Defense Secretary Robert Gates warned that NATO could turn into a two-tier alliance. U.S., British, Canadian, and Dutch troops are doing the heavy fighting against the Taliban in southern Afghanistan, while other troops from Germany, Italy, and Spain are stationed in safer areas of the country. Sensitive to domestic public opinion, these European governments follow strict caveats, allowing each to decide where and how they will conduct military operations. But many analysts say the bitter dispute over Afghanistan reflects a broader crisis within the alliance itself. Sergio Romano is a leading Italian analyst.
In fact, NATO is going through a crisis that nobody really wanted to face for a long time, because it is not right to say that NATO must exist unless you know exactly what it does exist for, and that is a problem that was never really faced.
Next year, NATO will turn 60, but it's still adapting to the post-Cold War world and still hasn't defined its new enemy. Since the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989, its membership has nearly doubled and now includes 9 former Soviet bloc countries. However, there are echoes of the Cold War in U.S.-Russia relations. Moscow is angered by the U.S.-led recognition of an independent Kosovo, which broke away from Russian-backed Serbia, and is strongly opposed to U.S. plans to deploy a missile defense system in Poland and the Czech Republic. Yet, several European governments are reluctant to follow the U.S. lead in dealing with Russia, which they see closely tied to Europe. Carsten Voigt, the German government coordinator for relations with the United States, describes Russia as a complicated partner.
But it is still a partner, and it's a neighbor, and we will have to live with this complicated neighbor and partner for the next decades, and therefore we are well advised if we treat the Russians as a great power, which they are.
Germany is among the most vocal in Europe in opposing the Bush administration's desire to further expand NATO and put 2 former Soviet republics, Ukraine and Georgia, on membership track, thus pushing NATO's borders to Russia's southern flank. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned last week that possible NATO membership for the 2 countries would have repercussions on any plans to improve Moscow's ties with the Western military alliance. Carsten Voigt echoes this view.
I think also it would be unwise from the American side to pressure forward with such a decision at this given moment.
A Harris poll published in Saturday's Herald Tribune showed majorities surveyed in Britain, France, Germany, Spain, and Italy strongly oppose a showdown between the West and Russia and do not consider Russia a threat. Russia's outgoing President Vladimir Putin and his successor Dmitry Medvedev will attend the last day of the summit. Afterwards, President Bush will continue talks with the Russians in Sochi. Former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Robert Hunter believes it's time to return to the policies of the previous 2 administrations of George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton and deal with Russia in a less confrontational manner.
People are beginning to sober up and say, look, we don't want a new Cold War. We need to deal with Russia. Russia needs to deal with us. It can't retreat back into the Leninist, Stalinist autarky. They are utterly dependent upon engagement in the outside world. So let's sit down and start working out a new kind of strategic relationship between Russia and NATO and Russia and the United States. This is what we should have been doing all along on both sides, and I hope wisdom will now prevail.
Analysts say this summit could mark a turning point for the better, or a further deterioration in relations between the West and Russia, which would also widen the U.S.-European divide. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.